It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, January 4th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Congress begins a new session tomorrow, but some members of the House are wondering just how long they'll be keeping those seats. 2010 census figures mean 18 states will be gaining or losing seats in upcoming elections. State legislatures drawing those new maps will be leaning on some little-known but very important technology. Kimball Brace is a longtime consultant on redistricting. He says the new software products are versatile.
They help you compile the database that's necessary for redistricting, combining both the population data from the Census Bureau and geography from the census, as well as political data.
Does the software accommodate gerrymandering?
In essence, yes, it does. It lets you see what the political leanings are of the geography that you're interested in. The software is really, it's a tool. It's not the drawer of a district. That's still up to the human being, the person that has their hand on the mouse. It's just that the software lets you have access to a lot more data for you, the individual map drawer, to make that determination.
Brace has been doing this since 1980. Back then, redistricting meant adding machines and a map that took up a two-story wall.
And we climbed ladders each day to look at what census tract or block we wanted to put into a district. We called that down to the person down at the bottom of the ladder. They made a notation on pads, and at 6 o'clock, they went over to the mainframe computer. We actually rented time in a bank's computer, keyed up all these key punch sheets, and we ran the program. And we came back about 5, 6 o'clock in the morning and to get our 2-foot-tall stack of paper showing the impact of all the changes that we had made the day before. And we did that day after day after day.
Times have changed. In fact, now you can be a redistricting consultant, too. Michael McDonald of George Mason University has developed an open-source browser-based web tool. It looks kind of like Google Maps.
But what's a little bit different is that we're connecting that information that you're seeing on the screen with the underlying data that's coming from the Census Bureau and some election data as well, so we can evaluate the fairness of and political consequences of a redistricting plan, too. And so connecting that information then with the other data that you probably have seen already, you know, roads and things of that nature, that's what we're doing with this. And it's that additional data that's very important for redistricting because districts, for example, have to have equal population in every state. We have a way of displaying that information, the population for each district that you're drawing, so that you will be able to draw a legal district that adheres to the federal and state requirements.
Once you're done, many states accept citizens' plans as part of redistricting. McDonald hopes his site will bring some transparency to the process.
What I have done and others will be doing in this next round of redistricting behind closed doors is determining who actually will most likely control the state legislatures and the Congress for the next decade. And so although you go and vote, you may be unaware that your decisions have already been preordained by the way in which these district boundaries are drawn.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Microsoft says it's fixed a bug in Hotmail that caused emails and folders to disappear in the last few days. Microsoft says all your emails should now be back. And please welcome your new Android conqueror. Research company Nielsen says 41% of new smartphone buyers in the last 6 months chose Android phones. That's compared to 27% going with iPhones. And now, speaking of Androids, a recurring segment we call The Age of the Jetsons May Be Upon Us. Today, robot maids. You remember Rosie from the Jetsons, right?
Quiet down, Shorty.
Helpful, but sassy. I thought of Rosie when I heard about the newly announced Scuba 230. Scuba is a robot built for cleaning hard floors, and it's tiny, so it can get back there behind the toilet or the sink. It washes, scrubs, and even squeegees the floor. A machine built to serve. But remember this. The machine may clean up after you, but you still need to clean the machine that cleaned up after you. Helpful robots that nonetheless put you in your place. The age of the Jetsons is upon us. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.